Hi everyone, it's Kevin. Today is Wednesday, January 11th, and I'm pleased to announce the results of our 2022 Employee Incentive Goals. Our annual Employee Incentive Program is designed to recognize your individual efforts toward our mission, and we all know shipbuilding requires a lot of teamwork. So meeting our incentive goals requires contributions from all over our business. The intent of these goals is to better connect your daily work so you know what is important to Electric Boat. Our 2022 incentive program had three components: safety, key events to support our mission, and continuous improvement. Safety is and will continue to be my number one priority, and we met both safety goals in 2022. We achieved a lost work injury rate of 2.6, which is the lowest lost work injury rate ever recorded at Electric Boat, and we accomplished this while we added over 2,000 new employees into operations last year. We also achieved our goal of completing 95% of our OSHA training and surveillances throughout the year. Our focus on safety is completely consistent, in my view, with our core value of valuing each other. We achieved three of our five goals around key milestones to support our mission. We did not meet our specific Virginia and Columbia schedule objectives, and that's why we've made shipbuilding velocity on Virginia and Columbia a specific priority this year. Simply put, we've got to build submarines faster. In 2022, we did achieve our objective of getting more work instructions issued to operations, and as you know, that is a key enabler to our work volume and velocity. We also achieved our goal of strategically sourcing over 927,000 hours to key partners in the supply base. This strategic outsourcing is part of increasing our velocity on both the Columbia and the Virginia program. And finally, we achieved our first-time quality goals for our weld and NDT programs, and getting quality right the first time also enables improved volume and velocity. Under the category of continuous improvement, we achieved our health and wellness goal with 90% of our workforce participating in the It All Counts program. Thanks to the health and wellness teams for their efforts to provide easily accessible opportunities to enhance the health and wellness of our workforce. And I'm pleased to see how many of us took advantage of these opportunities to value ourselves and each other. We did not meet our earned hours goal, a goal which reflects our efficiency in supporting program objectives. And this will continue to be a focus in 2023 as part of our goal to increase shipbuilding velocity. Finally, we achieved our goal of having 80% of our workforce submit process improvement ideas. Each member of our workforce brings unique knowledge and experience to our organization, and I want to make sure you know from me that I personally appreciate your valuable improvement ideas, so please keep it coming. The goals we set for 2022 were ambitious, and we saw and overcame some pretty difficult challenges. EB's history and our culture is steeped in a can-do attitude to meet challenges head-on, and I appreciate your commitment to our business. What you do matters to our sailors, our loved ones, our great company, and our country. And the goals I just described will be summarized in the transcript of this podcast. Incentive checks will be electronically distributed based on eligibility on January 27th this year, and we're working to complete our 2023 employee incentive targets. We've distributed our goals for the organization, and you listen to that via my January 2nd, 2023 podcast. These enterprise objectives will be used to develop specific goals for each organization so that you can be tied to the business based on the work that you do every day. And it'll help provide clarity around how our entire workforce can contribute to Electric Boat's success this year. Thanks, everyone. We'll talk again soon.